following Crazy Jay Show is sponsored by Olio Entertainment. Visit them on the web at www.olio.com. That's spelled O-G-L-I-O. Or call to get a great catalog full of comedy music heard on this show and also tons of great music from the 80s and more. For a catalog, call 1-800-COOL-CDs.
Good evening. Welcome to the Crazy Jay Show's Halloween Spooktacular.
Everybody, have a good time.
That's right. I want everybody to have a good time because I am here to bring you some of the best and some of the worst Halloween songs ever recorded. Also joining us on the Crazy Jay Show, this is so cool. I can't even believe this one myself, but it is happening. Calling in all the way from transsexual Transylvania, the one and only Riff Raff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show will be calling in. Richard O'Brien is his name. He also starred in that movie, but he also wrote it. And what more can you say? He's going to be calling in all the way from Transsexual Transylvania to talk to us about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, his new project. He has a CD out. It's called Absolute O'Brien. And maybe if you're good little ghouls and goblins, because this is a special treat for all of you, we'll talk to him about the new sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show that he is currently working on. Also, you're going to have a chance to win the new CD-ROM interactive game, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, so details on that one coming in just a little bit later on. And we'll have the Crazy 8 Spook Down. If that's not enough for you, we'll be counting down the top 8 Halloween songs of all times. We have a pretty spooktacular show for you because it is Halloween and there's no better holiday, well, next to Christmas, than Halloween. Again, my name is Crazy Jay. This is the Crazy Jay Show. Let's get things started with a song from 1962. The group is called Mandrake. The song is called Vampire Ball.
Welcome, my friends, to the Vampire's Ball. Here in Transylvania, in the castle hall. One by one, you'll meet my guests. So don't be frightened, it's all in jest. Hello there, Casamoco, how are you?
Oh, I'm trying to do the water. So, hi, Kali.
Very nice, keep at it, my boy. We'll do the twist. And the Popeye, ooh. The locomotion, mashed potato, too. Now meet my monsters, one by one. Oh, I'm so glad they all could come. Igor, Igor.
Hello there, Dracula. How are you?
I'm fine, Doctor. What are you doing?
I'm doing the mashed potato.
Oh, goody, goody, I love to do that. Very nice, keep at it, keep at it. There is Igor, he's doing the twist. My good friend, Caris, he wouldn't miss. The Wolfman does quite a dance. These my friends, all in a trance. Oh yes, my friends, Transylvania Twist is old-fashioned now. They're doing the Monster Mash. For as you know, it was a graveyard smash. The good doctor is doing the mash. For as you know, it was a graveyard smash. All my little bats are flying around. Seems they're also digging the sound. Very nice, my little bats, my friends. Doctor, doctor, what are you doing?
I'm trying to do the mosh potato. Oh, children, mosh. Mosh, my children. Oh, goody, goody. I love to do that.
Very nice, Doctor.
Horror of Dracula. Dracula, the most terrifying lover the world has ever known.
Who will be his bride tonight?
Horror of Dracula.
Dracula, dead and yet alive for 600 years.
Dracula, the human vampire who lusts for human blood. See Horror of Dracula. The greatest shock story of them all now achieves new heights of motion picture suspense.
See Horror of Dracula and watch the fiend who rises each night from his coffin bed to seek the rendezvous that alone can keep him alive.
See Horror of Dracula and watch those who came to destroy a monster stay to become his victim.
See Horror of Dracula,
but don't dare see it alone.
The chill of the tomb won't leave your blood for hours.
Horror of Dracula, all new and in flaming Technicolor.
Joking with Frankenstein, but acid in the soup, poison in the wine. Weird things crawl from under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Took the thing from outer space and they did destroy. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Or 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
While I open this door. It's the right shade of green. It's the best looking monster I've ever seen. Angry. Did you use the right brain? Fritz, you idiot! Which jar did you use?
The one-man musician, heavy metal, not blues.
Fritz, work quickly! We may lose control! Only music has the power to give it a soul!
Get the old man on drums! Let the mummy play bass!
Give the thing a guitar! There's no time to waste! Creation has become a success, and I've grown fond of its music, I must confess. Though I never thought that it would ever survive, I'm delighted to say that it's still alive. It's alive!
Years after his big hit, The Monster Mash, that's Bobby Boris Pickett and a song called It's Alive. Just before that, Casting My Spell by the Johnny Otis Show. That one has a request to Brent Bachoco of the Throwing Toasters, who contacted the Crazy J Show and wanted to hear that one. And just before that, the DuPonts with Screamin' Ball at Dracula's Hall. And we also had Vampire's Ball by Mandrake right here on the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. Don't worry, there's plenty of Halloween songs still on the way. I do, however, want to point out that you get three chances to listen to the Crazy J Show. You can check us out on Radio InfoWeb on Mondays and Saturdays, and you can check us out on Night Raven Radio at midnight on Fridays. For more information and times, check out the official Crazy J webpage. It's http://crazyj.freeservers.com. When you're there, make sure you go into the links room and check out the e-groups, become an e-groups, and get to vote on what the top eight songs of the show is going to be. All right, well, back to the Halloween Spooktacular in just a few seconds. We will return. How you doing out there, my little ghouls and goblins? This is the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. In just a few moments, we'll have music from the five-man electrical band Warren Zevon, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Barnes & Barnes, and a lot more. And still on the way, calling us from Transsexual Transylvania, the one and only Richard O'Brien. Stay with us, because the Halloween Spooktacular continues next.
Hey, this is Blake Jones Jr., and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, oh, drag.
Well, now let's take it from the top and grab the same roof. I'll dig you, baby, till you're cool and stiff.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, crazy.
Just split for the mold shop and I'll meet you inside. We'll have a sundae topped with formaldehyde.
But spooky, spooky, wild.
You've been bugging my plasma ever since you made the scene.
You're the utmost.
You just make my skull stand still with your lips of blue and cheeks of green.
The very utmost. Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, nutty.
I've got my jets lighted and my flaps are going to bend. We'll play corpse and robbers. It's a game, that's the end.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, oh, drag.
If you ever cut out, just take me where you are. Baby, take all of me, but seal up the jaw.
You're a regular drag the knife.
What's with this tomb, Kegel baby? Why do you want to latch on to my tomb?
I'm setting up a wild gig tonight, and my pad isn't big enough to hold all the cats. Yours is the utter McUtmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on Screamsville, and I'm moving right now, because you're the kind of a chick who swings. Baby, you're the lynchiest.
I was a teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf, fantastic, bewildering, a motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time. I was a teenage werewolf.
Said, something weird about Billy. I looked in his room, his bed wasn't slept in at all last night. But Papa said,
oh, now Mama, don't you go talking silly. He's just a young boy, he's just sowing his wild oats, and that's alright.
But Mama said, no. Something real strange about my Billy. Farmer down the road said he lost a few of his sheep last night. I know he's my own flesh and blood, but he makes my blood run chilly. 'Cause I saw him from my window and he was on the hill just screaming at the moonlight.
Is it any wonder we had to see the sun go down?
There's only one thing to do about Billy. Hand me down my gun, son. Bring along that silver dinner bell.
But Mama said,
Papa, babe,
you don't kill him. 'Cause I just couldn't bear to think about my baby in hell. But he went down to the blacksmith, got him out of.
Get your fire hot. Oh, shut up your shutters and close down the doors. We're gonna need all the heat you got. you to melt my silver bell down to a single shot. I got a job to do, and I got to get it done before the sun comes up.
Out there, my little radio fans, are you scared yet? You're currently listening to the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. I am your host, Crazy J. I am here to make sure that you are safe. Warren Zevon right here on the Crazy J Show with the Werewolves of London. Just before that, we had the five-man electrical band with Werewolf, and we even had Spike Jones and his City Slickers in there with Spooky, Spooky, Lend Me Your Tomb. It's all about Halloween, it's all about spooks and goblins and all kinds of weird things, and the real treat is on the way. Calling in from Transsexual Transylvania will be the one and only Riff Raff, or also known as Richard O'Brien. We'll be talking to him about the success of the Rocky Horror Picture Show and, oh, so much more. But you know, whenever I hear that song Werewolves of London at Halloween time, I always like to follow it up, with this song right here.
seal. Now you don't. Maybe he'll get you. Maybe he won't. Now you see him. Now you don't. Where'd he go? I don't know.
He's the invisible maniac. Is he in front of you or is he in back? He's got the IQ of a brainiac. That killer invisible maniac.
Hey! He'll find you in the midnight hour. He'll find you in the bath or shower. He likes to watch you when you're nude. It really puts him in the mood. Now you see him. Now you don't. Maybe he'll get you. Maybe he won't. Now you see him. Now you don't. Where'd he go? I don't know. He's the invisible maniac. Is he in front of you or is he in back? He's got the IQ of a brainiac. That killer invisible
insane.
Insane.
This portion of the Crazy J Show is sponsored by the Improv Clubs of America. Visit them on the web at www.improvclubs.com.
Now. Guys in my neighborhood went to great lengths to scare anybody. Because it's a great thing when you scare somebody. They lose their cool completely. That's the only time when a human being is really himself. I mean, because if you scare somebody good, they just, the legs shoot out, the hair stands up, the eyes bug out, and they say, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, see? And then you laugh. Ah, 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 ah. That was really funny, man. You got so scared. Ah. So, guys found this statue, stole it, really. A statue of Frankenstein, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, in color, of the monster. Frankenstein must... They take it home. There's only three of them. Take it home. They take it into an apartment building, put it up on the third floor landing, you see. Now they take out all the lights in the hallway, put in a pink one right by the monster statue. One kid gets behind it. They send another one out in the street. He calls a kid. They come running up. He passes the kid with the statue, taps him. Kid with the statue leans it. Kid that doesn't know anything about it turns around and kills himself running out of the building. You see, this is called fun. Of course, then you laugh at the guy. Boy, you were really scared, man. You fell 12 flights of stairs. That was really funny. So, I'm coming home from the store about 8:30. No, I always have my music with me. I always have to hum my music because monsters cannot attack you if you have your music with you. See?
Hey, Cox! What? Come on over, man. You should see it. Herman's getting a beating. Let's go watch it.
Herman? Yeah, I love to see Herman getting a beating. And I jump, man, and I'm chasing after this guy. I can't wait, man, to see Herman getting a beating because I don't like Herman anyway. La, 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 la. And he goes up the second flight and says, wait for me, man, wait for me. Don't go so fast. And he makes that turn around the third, and I make the turn. The guy takes a second. Out. I never touched one step. Ran 2 miles before I realized what had happened. When I turned around, they were right behind me laughing.
You were really funny, man. God, rolling, kicking the feet up in the air on the back. You were really funny, boy. You were really cool, man. You just lost everything as well. Your hair was standing up and everything.
That ain't funny, man. You could kill somebody like that. Suppose somebody wouldn't look at that statue and your heart just stopped pumping right away, or the guy was just falling down some stairs and hurt himself. That ain't funny.
Yeah, because you didn't see yourself. It was really funny, man. You just went, shoot, didn't even touch one step, man. Really cool, I'm telling you. Listen, guys, now you gotta get somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Get up in the hallway. Get the statue done. Come on, we're gonna get somebody. I'm gonna scare somebody now, boy. It ain't gonna just be me, I tell you that. I get somebody killed around here. It'll really be funny, because when they leave that statue, they're like, oh, that'll be it for them. And I'm waiting outside. Is the thing up? Yeah, okay. Here we go. Anyway, somebody gotta come sooner or later. I'm gonna get somebody. And I hear off in the distance,
hey!
Fat Albert.
Hey! I said, hey, Fat Albert, come here, man. You should see Herman. He's getting a beating.
I love to see Herman get a beating. Hey! Now, Fat Albert is not too fast, see? So I run up and I grab him by the arm. Come on, Albert, hurry up. Hey! And I start hitting him behind the back. Hurry up, man. Did you see it before it's over? Hey! We go up the second flight. I start laughing because I know what it is. And turn around. Come on, Albert. We get up to the third flight. And the guy's there. Oh! I forgot I was behind him. They took me to the hospital, and they put me in a bed beside a wino who was run over by 2 kids. And we both agreed that frightened children are really hard to get along with. I never had a guy dance on me so long. And he was so scared he couldn't even get hey. He was and just dancing right on me for that.
Bill Cosby right here on the improv set of the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular. Right now, though, the music continues with this one from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
This guy, you all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call into bed.
and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man. Man, Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
No,
don't
no.
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
To you
Jeff,
I'm
Jeff.
To
Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
Collected Halloween. Biggest bag of candy I had ever seen. Had to have it x-rayed before I had a treat. To be sure a psycho hadn't put a razor in my sweets. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened, it is said, only by the ghouls who were dead. Trick-or-treating at the mall, scare the preppies at the Gap. Especially if your costume isn't politically correct. The mall can't give out candy because of a lawsuit that they had. But here's a coupon for a futon in the bottom of your bag. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids heads were frightened and sad, only by the ghouls who were dead. Into giving up some loot when you're a ninja in a down coat at 4 in the afternoon. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened and sad, only by the ghouls who were dead. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened and sad, only by the ghouls who were dead. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened and sad. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Only by the ghouls who were dead.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
You're in the middle of the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular. That was The Doors with People Are Strange. Just before that, Haywood Banks from his album Picky, 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 and his song called Halloween. For more information on Haywood Banks' CD and merchandise and where he will be performing, check him out online. It's www.haywoodbanks.com. Or you can also call 1-800-TOAST for you. And kicking the set off was Nightmare on My Street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Yes, the spooks are awakened, and we are having some fun with the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. We're still expecting a phone call any moment now from Transsexual Transylvania as we speak with Riff Raff, also known as Richard O'Brien, the fine creator of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I do not want you to forget that I will be giving away a few copies of the Rocky Horror Picture Show CD-ROM interactive game, and I'll tell you how you can win it a little bit later on in the program. It's still just a bit early to tell you how to win, and I tell you, it's going to be a little easy. All right, well, coming up, we've got music from Barnes & Barnes, No Time, and Brian Duwan. We'll return with more Halloween spooks right after this.
Man, this is Tommy Chong, and you're listening to Crazy J, if you're listening.
How you doing out there, my little ghouls and goblins? I'd like to point out that this hour of the Crazy J Show is sponsored by Rhino Records. Check them out online. It's www.rhino.com. However, right now on the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular, are you feeling a little hungry? Do you got the munchies and those little tiny fun-sized candy bars just aren't enough? Well, here's a solution you might want to consider. It's No Time.
Of a nation, don't see no obligation to fix a situation with the elder generation. They stuffing up the nursing homes to overflowing.
Yeah.
But the problem keeps growing. People getting jacked for the social security checks. I detect that they don't get no respect. So what you gonna do? A dilemma for the whole crew. Open up your ears, I got an answer for you.
What's that?
Open up your ears, I got an answer for
what
you.
You say?
Open up your ears, I got an answer for you.
We got to eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We got to eat all the old people.
Shove them in the oven.
We got to eat all the old people.
Stick them in the freezer.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna garnish up a geezer. Gonna hack them, whack them, T-bone and stack them. Two by two on the barbecue rack. I'm talking Steve McQueen with the Soylent Green. We grinding up the grannies in the granny grind machine. The venerable edibles, the ancient incredible burger. One bite and you know it's not regrettable. The aged, the antiquated, dilapidated. Gonna get processed and then marinated. And now we go around. We cleaning up the town. We frying up the golden girls to a golden brown.
We got to eat all the old people.
Show them that you love them.
We got to eat all the old people.
Shove them in the oven.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna eat them skin and all.
We got to eat all the old people.
We gonna marinate with Geritol.
My chest.
I don't think it's an ordinary cold.
We're talking OLD, a P-E-O-P-L-E. It's always the first, that's the worst, till it become a tasty treat. We're talking E-A-T, all the O-L-D, come on. We're talking
E-A-T,
come on, all the
O-L-D.
Here we go, we got to eat all the old people. Come on, we got to eat all the old people. Come on,
we got to eat all the old people.
Come on,
we got to eat all the old people.
And here we go,
we got to eat all the old people.
Pause a meal.
Cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers. Cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers, 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 everywhere cadavers. cadavers lying all about. Their clothing is in disarray, their teeth are falling out. Discoloring and decaying, they cannot pull their weight. They block the path of passers-by until they desiccate. This is sunken hollow, forward in a slump, sandwiched in the wallboards, hidden in the dump. Face down in a puddle, spoiling in the sun, exuding hideous odors, offending everyone. Wasting in a basement, left out in the rain, propped up in a stairwell, dangling from a crane. Beneath the pile of rubble, hoisted up on high, rising from the ocean, falling from the sky. Cadavers, cadavers, set them out to dry. Paint the head with pitch and put a penny in its eye. Tie it to a fender and drag it all around. Tell it that it ought to have been buried in the ground. Insult them and degrade them, they will not protest, except with quiet gurglings arising from the chest. Kicked aside and picked on by ordinary folks, employed by student doctors in ungodly practical jokes. Where signs of life are present, cadavers are as well. There's no use trying to look away or hiding from the smell. Where once beloved people were, cadavers are instead. It falls upon the living to live among the dead. The fluids that they're leaking will trickle by and by, and overnight contaminate the drinking water supply. Floating down the river, strewn along the banks, we'll share in their diseases, we'll join them in their ranks. Cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers. Cadavers, cadavers, everywhere cadavers.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming. A boy, his toes. Oh, look there. He goes. Why, Miss, the ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. To do a little stepping, he'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. Mm-hmm. is going to hot saxophone, cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
That is a great song from a great movie. It's called Frankenstein's Place. It's from the movie The Rocky Horror Picture Show. The guy that wrote that song, wrote the movie, starred in the movie. He's going to be calling us from Transsexual Transylvania. Richard O'Brien will be here in just a few moments. I have a feeling he's going to be calling in very, very soon. Well, we had, not only did we have the Frankenstein Place from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but we had Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the Five Jones Boys. Classic, the classic one right there. Brian Duan with his latest song called Cadavers, and starting the set was No Time and their song called Eat All the Old People. My name is Crazy Jay. This is the Crazy Jay Halloween Spooktacular. If there is a song out there you would like to hear, remember you can request the song on this program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, or until Y2K comes and blows everything to hell. But until then, you can email me at thecrazyjshow@hotmail.com. That is thecrazyjshow@hotmail.com. You can also submit songs to this program by writing to me. It's the Crazy J Show, P.O. Box 976, Stanton, California, 90680. For those of you just joining us, my name is Crazy J. Welcome to the Halloween Spooktacular, where we are playing some of the best and some of the worst Halloween songs ever recorded. Right now on the Crazy J Show, I would like to play you a song. We go back to the 60s for this one. His name slips my mind for a moment. I'm just kidding you. His name is John Zacherly. The name of the song is Dinner with Drac.
Ugh. ridiculous house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. There was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
What is it, this head that lives without a body? A monstrous thing that enslaves every woman, destroys every man who stares into its eyes. A thing that couldn't die.
Open the door, you'll find a secret. To find the answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming from your mind. Green slime. What can it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all the reason? In your head. Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime. Man has looked out to space in wonder for thousands of years, sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere. And now it's here. Is this the end to all the reason? Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime! Green slime! Green slime! Oh, green slime!
Master! Master, can't you get me a couple cockroaches?
Go away. Tonight, I bring you blood.
Oh, Master. Master, please. Please give me some blood. Master.
Go away. Go away from me. Tonight, when the sun sets, I'll get all the blood you need. Now go away and don't bother me. Go away.
Master, please. I want some blood, Master. Please, Master.
Go away, I tell you. Now we are home, my friends. Come closer to me. Come closer. 25 years ago, in Transylvania, they tried to stop me. I can still hear the stake going through my heart as I lie in my coffin. Listen, you will hear it too. It brings back bad memories to think of this. But then my friend, Dr. Frankenstein, he came, removed the stake from my heart, and I am free to roam. So tonight, when you go to bed, remember, if you hear the flapping of wings, you will know I am outside your door. And if I want to, I can turn into a wolf just as easily as a bat. Remember, don't have any mirrors hanging on the wall. And please, don't keep a crucifixion by, because I get awfully frightened when I see that. Please beware. Please take care. Close all your windows at night, or I might come to see you next time. Well, I see you tonight, when everything is still and the moon is bright. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Steve McGrew, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show, and I'm doing a crazy DJ voice.
And now, back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie chandlery, Tahiti caught us. Back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie chandlery.
Zombie Jamboree took place in the New York Cemetery.
Where?
Zombie Jamboree took place in Long Island Cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island.
Where?
Some of them are great Calypsonians.
Zombies.
Hey, since the season was carnival, they got together in Bacchanala. What you doing?
Back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the Zombie Jamboree. Back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the zombie jamboree.
One female zombie wouldn't behave. She says she want me more slave. In the one hand, she's holding a quart of wine.
Oh.
In the other, she's pointing that she'll be mine. Well, believe me, folks, yes, I had to run.
Why?
The husband of a zombie ain't no fun.
No, not
I says, oh, no, my turtle dove, that old bag of bones I cannot love. But what you doing?
Back to back.
Right then and there she raised her feet. I'm going to catch you now, my sweet. I'm gonna make you call me Sweetie Pie. I says, oh no, get back, you lie. I may be lying, but you will see.
What?
After you kiss this dead zombie.
Yeah!
Well, I never seen such a horror in my life. Can you imagine me with a zombie wife?
Yes!
Back to back. Back to back, belly to belly, well, I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, every Sunday jamboree.
The spirits are restless here on the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular. That was the Kingston Trio and the Zombie Jamboree. Before that, The Vampire Speaks by Al Zeno. And we had The Green Slime by The Green Slime. And John Zachary kicking that set off with Dinner with Drac. My name is Crazy J. I am your ghoulish host for this edition of the Crazy J Show. And each and every Crazy J Show. We are going to take a quick break here, and we will return with more scary, scary stuff from the Crazy J Archive Vaults. Well, how are my little trick-or-treaters? My name is Crazy J, and you are listening to the Halloween Spooktacular. We are playing the best and worst Halloween songs ever recorded, and we're also going to be getting a visit with a telephone call all the way from transsexual Transylvania. I'll be speaking with Richard O'Brien, the fine creator of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We'll talk to him about the creation of Rocky. We'll talk to him about his latest CD project called Absolute O'Brien, which is available on the Oleo label. And we'll also talk to him about shock treatment, other things in his career. Plus, we'll talk to him about the sequel of the Rocky Horror Picture Show that he's currently working on right now. So we'll be getting a phone call from transsexual Transylvania any moment. Plus, when we return to the Crazy J Show, we'll have more music from the Halloween Archive Vault, from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bloated Monkey, Weird Al Yankovic, Jimmy Cross, and more. But while I have your attention, please direct your attention to the official Crazy J website, the most happening website out there. All you have to do is go to http://crazyj.freeservers.com. You can request songs. You can find out what's happening in the world of the Crazy J Show. You can also check out our guest list and check out some archives and all kinds of good stuff that's all happening on the Crazy J website at http://crazyj.freeservers.com.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
Right in the middle of the Halloween Spooktacular. I hope you're all enjoying it. Remember, you can request a song on this program whenever you would like. It's very, very simple to do. Just email thecrazyjshow@hotmail.com. Again, that's thecrazyjshow@hotmail.com. We are just minutes, literally minutes away from receiving a phone call from transsexual Transylvania, as we speak with Richard O'Brien from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. But right now, how about another song from Creedence Clearwater Revival?
midnight, I got a plan. The spaceship swooped down and a little green man fell out with a giant splat. He wobbled up and hollered to give me a dollar, got the thirst for a Diet Coke. I handed him some pocket fuzz, he thought it was a joke. I said, I ain't got no money, but I'll drive you to an ATM. But my tire was still flat, and I think I bent the rim. He touched it with his toe, and the wheel began to glow. Soon the tire was okay, so we set out on our way. Little green spaceman, dude, you are out of sight. Let's find you a woman for some earthly pleasures tonight. Gershwin, and he liked the northern lights, but he didn't like the tunes and he acted like a goon, so he headed out to the beach. Just then he started dancing and said he'd like to teach the Macarena to some dolphins, since he understood their speech. Dude, you better lay off the caffeine. I began to fear that this guy might be gay, and when he placed his hand upon my knee, he's happy with his finger and I just fell asleep. Then with a jar I woke up in my car to the tow truck's backing up beep. Little green spaceman, was it only in my head? Maybe it was all just gas. I'll go home and eat some bread. Little green spaceman, a little green spaceman.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
That's Weird Al Yankovic right here on the Crazy J Show with Slime Creatures from Outer Space. You can find that on the album Dare to Be Stupid. And just before that, a song that was called Little Green Spaceman from a new group that we've played periodically on the show. They're called Bloated Monkey. Check them out online at www.bloatedmonkey.com. And just before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival with the Bad Moon Rising. My name is Crazy J. You are listening to the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular, where we're playing the best and the worst Halloween songs ever recorded. And I am told on the Crazy J hotline right now, friends, and we're going to take a break because calling all the way from transsexual Transylvania, the moment that I've been waiting for, and hopefully the moment you've been waiting for, Richard O'Brien, he's going to be here to talk about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, his new CD on the Oleo label called Absolute O'Brien. If you haven't picked that one up, do so, because it's really an interesting album. It's kind of jazzy, kind of bluesy. Really nothing you would expect from the guy that brought us the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you can't find it in stores, you can check it out online at www.oleo.com. That's spelled O-G-L-I-O. And you can also call them to get a really cool catalog for some of the music that is heard on this show and much, much more. It's 1-800-COOL-CDs. Again, that's 1-800-COOL-CDs. We're just seconds away from speaking with Richard O'Brien. However, once again, I'd like to point you in the direction of the official Crazy J website. That is http://crazyj.freeservers.com. There's a couple of new things that have been added in just the past couple of days, like the Crazy J e-group. If you check that out, join the e-group, you get email of what's happening with the show. Plus, you can take part in the poll and vote for your favorite songs and find out what the top 8 songs will be that week. It's all a lot of fun, so check it out. Once again, it's crazyj.freeservers.com after you do the http://. We're going to take a real quick break here, and when we return, my guest, Richard O'Brien.
This is Mrs. Robinson at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, finding out why people come to this movie. All right, what's your name?
Louisa.
Have you ever been to the show before?
Yes.
How many times have you seen it?
Over 100.
No way, really? Right. Okay, who's your favorite character?
Frankenfurter.
Okay, what's your favorite part in the movie?
Favorite part in the movie? When he's, like, dancing to, like, Sweet Transvestite.
All right, and please sing a song of the...
No way!
Okay.
No,
all right.
I don't care.
That's okay. Okay, in the movie, Brad and Frank get it on. Have you ever had sex with a woman before?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like it?
Love it.
Do it again?
Of course.
Cool. Okay. That's all right. Okay, tell me, what do you think don't dream about it means? Don't dream it. Don't dream it be it.
Like, don't dream of, like, having sex with another person that's your same sex.
All right.
How you doing out there, little ghouls and goblins? My name is Crazy J. This is the Halloween Spooktacular on the phone lines, calling all the way in from transsexual Transylvania. I gotta tell you, it's definitely an honor. It is Richard O'Brien, also known as Riff Raff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We sent Mrs. Robinson out to the Rocky Horror Picture Show a couple months ago, and that was her first venture into the film and what it was all about. And I gotta tell you, she was pretty shocked at what happened when she got inside. However, before we put Riff Raff on the phone, I'd like to play you the rest of what happened with Mrs. Robinson when she went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, as she interviewed people to find out what it is about the film that they like and why they keep coming back. So, Mrs. Robinson, you're on once again.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley, have you ever been to the Rocky Horror Picture Show before?
Yeah, many times.
How many times have you been?
I've seen the play, and then I've done this before, and then I've grown up watching the movie.
All right, what's your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part? The scene. The singing. I love the music.
Yeah? Okay, what's your favorite song?
Favorite song? probably Touch Me and
and superheroes.
Okay, you want to sing a little bit for us?
Do I want to sing it?
Yeah.
If she'll sing it, she can sing it really good.
And your name?
Kim. Superheroes come to feast, to taste the flesh not yet deceased. And all I know is still the beast is feeding. That was horrible.
Good. That was really good. Okay, in the movie Brad and Frank Get It On, have you ever had sex with another woman?
Have I?
No.
Okay.
Okay, tell me, what do you think "don't dream it, be it" means?
To don't dream about, like, your dreams that you have, just go for it. Just go for your dreams.
All right, great. All right, thank you very much. Anyway, I'm Mrs. Robinson. I'm interviewing for the Crazy J radio show. Mm-hmm. And you play the character Frank.
Right.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about the character?
Well, he's about as good as you're ever going to get and as much as you're ever going to want. He is desire, and he, mostly to himself, I'm sure. But I suppose if he can get everyone to love himself as much as he loves himself, then everything will all be well.
Okay. And how long have you been doing the show?
I've been performing for almost 4 years now.
Really? And do you enjoy it?
I love it. I wouldn't be here if I didn't.
Great. So what can you tell the fans about their first experience here?
Well, I really can't tell them much. I mean, you really have to come down and experience it. People for years and years have been trying to explain how it works and why people keep coming back, and you really can't say. All I can say is it's a great time. I highly recommend it. I came as an audience member for years and years before I joined up, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, that's Mrs. Robinson doing her fine interviewing skills down there at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. My name is Crazy Jay. This is the Halloween Spooktacular. And now, for the biggest treat I can give you this Halloween, Richard O'Brien.
My guest today on the Crazy J Show 30 years ago was an out-of-work actor who ended up writing a screenplay that would leave us with the best cult classic of our times. My guest has been on stage as well as a silver screen. He's appeared in productions of Hair, as well as Jesus Christ Superstar. It was, however, the famous musical, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, that put this guy on the map. Please give it up for Richard O'Brien.
Woo.
Say hello.
Hello,
Riff.
Woo, that's a hot act of funny.
Did you ever think, when you sat down 30 years ago to write the musical, that it would ever become what it did today?
I never thought it would. I thought it would do its 5 weeks quite happily, the first 5 weeks, which was all it was intended to do. And I thought at the end of that it would just be one of those fringe theatre events that went away and we'd go on and do other things. But it wasn't to be.
Wow. Now, it's definitely an honour to have you on the phone, because I am a huge fan of the movie, and I'm sure you hear that all the time. I've seen it in theatres 238 times, and I still enjoy it. So,
it's definitely... Have you thought about therapy?
Yeah, I have. But I don't even think that'll help me now. I don't see it as much as I did, but every once in a while, oh, look, it's playing there. Yeah, let's go check it out.
Yeah, well, I blame the parents myself.
Well, how long did it take you to write Rocky Horror?
It wasn't very long, actually. It was about 6 months, I guess, in totality. But, you know, I wasn't at it all the time, obviously. I used to do most of my writing in the evening. Then we went into rehearsal. The script was still kind of underdeveloped, but developed in rehearsal through interaction, and finally we got what we had. Sometimes, even in rehearsal, there was a girl. Janet didn't have a song, and the first girl to play Janet had a beautiful voice, and we got to the end of the scene, and she walked off stage. And I went, "Am I crazy? Why haven't I given this person a song?" So I went home and wrote Touch of Touch Me and took that in the next day, and which she loved, actually. Right. Not many people get the honour to sing a line like Touch of Touch of Touch Me, I Want to Be Dirty.
Now, you wrote all the lyrics for the songs as well. How long did it take it before it went on stage?
Well, I'd been out of work, and I went to do a Christmas show for the workers at EMI Studios in London, and I didn't know what to do, so I wrote a song called Science Fiction Double Feature, seeing all the people working in the industry, even in the it was only in various areas around the studios, and I told a few jokes, so Science Fiction Double Feature was written, and I was thinking about the musical, and that's the perfect prologue for it, and you know, it grew in a very strange kind of way. I've often likened it to going into the kitchen, and if you and I went into the kitchen together, and we had a recipe book. The odds are, if we both did the same thing, both took the same kind of ingredients, that whatever we made would be slightly different. And all it was like going into the kitchen, and all the ingredients are there: the pop culture, science fiction, horror, all that kind of 50s B movie, wonderful stuff. And it was all there, and I just kind of stirred it together in a different kind of way.
And that's how it was born.
Yeah.
Well, how long did the play run before it was turned into the movie? It didn't get turned into the movie until it came to the States, right?
This is a fringe theater event, remember? This is very unusual. I left the show after about 7 months, and Tim went to Los Angeles, and I went off with the director to write the screenplay. So I suppose it was within about 6 months, maybe 9 months after the show had been running. We were given this money to make the movie. The show continued to run for 7 years in London.
Wow. Now, how did you hook up with Tim? He just tried out for the part.
I'd met him many years ago in another musical called Hair, and I'd always been entranced every time he came on stage. There was this beautiful young man would come on stage and perform in a way that made you want to watch, and you got some joy off. And I knew he had something special, but I actually didn't audition him. Jim Sharman auditioned him, but wasn't he wonderful?
Yeah, I don't think I could see anybody else playing that part.
He did put a mark on it, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Now, did the play sell out every night?
Yeah, we were a big hit.
Cool. Now, how many cast members from the play actually ended up in the film?
A lot of them, actually. There was me, Patricia Quinn, Little Nell, Tim. Meatloaf had played it in Los Angeles on stage. Jonathan Adams had been our narrator. He became Dr. Scott. So there was quite a lot of the original stuff. This again is very unusual.
Right.
When somebody sells the film rights, generally what happens is they go away and they go, oh, we want Kim Basinger, or we want somebody else, you know. And the original players get lost in the shuffle, because obviously the studios want to underwrite their kind of investment. But this is, again, an exceptional kind of case. There we were, these fringe theatre players making a movie. It was great. It was unbelievably wonderful.
Now, some of the actors in the film no longer, it doesn't seem like they want anything to do with the film, like they hate it or something. Do you have a take on that?
I think a lot of people, if they're proper actors, you know, they see something as part of their lives, and they don't particularly want to join a club, and I can understand that. You know, that was for many of the actors, it is another job. I wrote the damn thing, so it's more than just a job to me. It's kind of like my show, and
it's your baby.
So I have a stronger connection with it.
Right. Now of course the famous red lips are Patricia Quinn's.
Yes.
But you do the singing of the opening song.
That's right.
But wasn't there a story behind that where Patricia was singing, or?
Pat used to sing it at the on the stage show when we did this in the theatre. But when the film came to be made and we went into the studio, I think Richard Hartley and Jim Sharman decided that I should sing it, and I think the thinking was that as I was the author of the piece, it added another kind of a layer or texture to the piece in some kind of way, and maybe that's arty farty, you know, but I think that decision, it wasn't a decision made by me, but I was quite happy to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any problem with it. We were making an, we were anyway making something else. This is a different medium, isn't it?
It is true.
So you reshape your, you know, your clay.
That's right. Now, without the audience participation, do you think the movie would have lasted the years that it's gone on?
Oh, no.
Now, I can't understand, like, why the Rocky Horror Picture Show, this is the only movie where this occurs, where you walk into a movie and you're getting hit with rice. Do you have any, how did that all come about? I mean, do you have any idea how that all started?
No, but I can see that it's almost primeval in some ways. I used to go to the double feature when I was a teenager back in the 50s in New Zealand. And New Zealand is very like the Midwest of America, very like the where I imagine Brad and Janet come from. It certainly was then anyway, and to some extent still is. A bit like Muncie, Indiana, for instance. You know, it's kind of a pretty ordinary kind of place. And being a teenager, we used to go to the late night double features, and we would shout lines, thinking we were witty. You know what we were? We're gormless adolescents, basically. You know, spotty-faced youths. But we used to shout lines at the screen, and now I see there I made some kind of picture, which was a kind of homage. Ooh, dear, aren't I clever? Of that kind of era of movie. And people are doing it almost in a ritualistic fashion. I think that's very interesting, because it's certainly not something that I've encouraged in any way or had any part of. It's happened on its own, in its own organic kind of way, and yet it adds another layer to the experience, strangely, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, because it seems like you know, if that wasn't there, the movie does lose quite a bit of interest. I mean, now after seeing it so many times in the theater and then having it come out, you know, on video and seeing it on TV, it just loses a certain spark, so to speak, you know. But the movie itself is generally just the music.
It's a very well crafted movie. I mean, it was Jim Sharman's first major motion picture, and I think it's a very well crafted picture. Its storytelling is good. It's got its kind of budgetary flaws, but that only adds a certain kind of campness to it anyway. Any bit that is a little bit kind of under budget is tacky anyway. So it kind of works in a kitsch kind of a way.
Right. Well, speaking of the budget, I mean, what was the budget like to put that movie out?
$1,025,000. What was it? $1,025,000.
Wow, so of course you've outgrossed that now.
I think they have, yeah.
Now, I mean, you gotta be grateful for the fans and the respect. I mean, they have the conventions, and I mean, they just go out there every weekend and just, you know, act the thing out like you wouldn't believe. Have you, obviously you've gone to the theaters to see the participation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that was that pretty mind-blowing the first time you saw it?
The first time I ever saw it was completely mind-blowing, yeah. There was about 2,000 people, and the actors in front of the stage, the screen was full-size Academy-size screen. And the actors in front of the screen were on a very nice little stage in front of it, but they looked like little tiny dolls in front of the screen. At one stage, a light went up on the girl that was playing Frank, in fact, who was sitting exactly the same as Tim, and her silhouette was exactly the same size on the screen as Tim was. It was a wonderful piece of magic theater.
Yeah, the live acting and the participation really just brings that movie to life.
Yeah. But the stage show on its own, you see, without the movie behind it, is probably even more dynamic. And one of the great tragedies is that America will never see the stage show, or very rarely sees the stage show, because the film and that performance in front of the screen is so strong that it's kind of taken the theatre experience away. And I have to say, I've been watching it. I just went to see a show of it the other night, and it was when you got the band rocking along, and it's live, and the sweat's coming over the edge of the footlights, and the crowd is shouting back there, you know, and it's real interaction then, because the characters will interact with the audience, and it becomes a much more exciting adventure.
Yeah, they had the Rocky Horror play here in Los Angeles. I believe it was last year.
Yeah, I believe the actor's up for some nomination, isn't he?
I believe so. Yeah, he apparently did just an incredible job.
Yeah.
Day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space, and this is how the message ran.
The third hour of the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular is sponsored by Amazon.com and Uproar Records. Make sure you visit them online at www.amazon.com. Did you know that most of the stand-up material that's heard on this show is from the Uproar label, and you can find it at Amazon.com. Great comics like Pablo Francisco, George Lopez, Kathleen Madigan, and Richard Jenny, Brian Regan, and so many more. Make sure you check them out online at www.amazon.com. Tell them you heard about it on The Crazy J Show.
Hey, this is the great Luke Ski, and if you know who I am, then you must be listening to The Crazy J Show.
This is the Halloween Spooktacular, and in just a few minutes, we'll go back to the phone lines to talk with our guest, Riff Raff, who's called all the way from Transsexual Transylvania. We've been talking to him about the creation of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We're still going to talk to him about his latest project called Absolute O'Brien. This is a collection of some new work that he's put out, some songs that he's done that's kind of in a jazzy, bluesy style, which is really going to be good when you hear it. In fact, we've played a couple of things from that album already on the show. We're also going to talk to him about the semi-sequel flop that he did called Shock Treatment, and also, if time permits, we'll talk to him about the new sequel of the Rocky Horror Picture Show that he's currently working on as we speak. Well, Richard O'Brien has called in from Transsexual Transylvania, but right now we have a song that's kind of a tribute to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Here's the great Luke Ski.
Hey there! Like transvestites?
Yeah.
Do you like fishnets?
Uh-huh.
Do you like Tipper Gore?
No.
Good, because you won't find her here. This is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And for you, it's only $5. Step right in.
Thanks.
Say no more, virgin. Now, pull down your pants.
Hello. Hi, my name's Brad Majors. This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss. I was wondering if you might help us.
You're wet.
Yes, it's raining.
I think perhaps you'd better move. Come inside.
Welcome to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Say hello to the freaks and whores and get popped, you cherry virgin groupie. Okay, stop the movie. Read my lips about an asshole who's known as Brad, the most uptight juggalo that Denton never had. And Janet, she's got a roof to candle sticking up a butt. We call a slut. Chucky never writes a story. Someone near my castle. You know what that means? That way you tie your asshole. Handyman ripping domestics or jackets and heck, we'll help. Chuck, where is your neck? Guess what? We're all having a party, so take our chances. See Columbia, do a little folk dancing. Take your clothes off, there's no need to worry. Oh wait, who's that in the lip? Ah, it's Tim Curry!
It's probably some kind of hunting lodge for rich weirdos.
Frank hit the scene like a fairy. Fred Astaire, he made a mama who sports golden underwear. He was a tender to a blonde by the name of Rocky.
You're going to be acting on your first day out.
Sorry, look at Andy.
What?
He thinks that he can kick it. I'ma have to take that meatloaf and pick it. Soon it was bedtime, and sort of like deja vu. Frank not only did Janet, he did Brad too. Rocky broke loose looking for a skank. He touched Janet in the fish tank. If you down, shout, word to Richard O'Brien. Brad says, great Scott, then the DB goes.
I'm here. There's nothing to worry about.
It's just a jump to the left.
Then take a step way over to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Then bring your knees until they're very tight.
Then it's the pelvic thrust.
It really drives you insane.
I mean, going into those countries which were once part of the Eastern Bloc, and you take the show in there, and it works. It's quite amazing.
Right. Now, when the play was brought over to the States, how did people react to it? Did they take to it right away, or did they have a lot of different?
Los Angeles was a hot ticket. That was it. We took it straight from London to Los Angeles, and that was great. We took Tim out of the cast in Los Angeles, brought him back to England, and we made the movie. Tim and I went to New York, and New York shut us down. We played New York for about, I think, 8 weeks. It might have been six. I don't remember. It was all a bit of a haze. Things weren't going well. It was a damn good show, damn good band, great sound, and Tim was there, and Meatloaf was on stage, and I was on stage. It was. I want to use the expletive, the old Anglo-Saxon expletive here. But it was one of those shows. It was a great show, but we only ran for 6 weeks. The problem, I think, stemmed from the fact that it went into New York, and that the producer said, "Here's the hit from England and from Los Angeles," and I think New York said, "Uh-uh, we tell you whether it's a hit. You don't tell us, and since you've had the temerity to even pretend it's a hit, we're going to tell you no, because, you know, that's the way it works in this town." I think there was a little bit of East Coast, West Coast rivalry invested in the ride we got there.
Wow.
But it was a good show.
Now, back.
And anyway, it's outlived that moment anyway.
Now, back in 1981, you tried something like a sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It was called Shock Treatment.
Yeah.
Now, it, however, did not do as well as.
Well, it was not what I wanted to do. It was my fault and the producer's fault, really. I mean, what it was supposed to be was monsters rising from the grave, and in the best, you know, B-movie tradition. But it that was the first draft, and Jim Sharman decided that he didn't want to go down that avenue, and we moved further and further away each draft. And what we should have done was actually said, Jim, if you don't want to do this, get another director. But we didn't say it. I certainly didn't have the power to say it, and I wouldn't have said it because he's a friend. But I think the producers perhaps should have said it. But perhaps they thought that I, you know, knew more about it than they did. I don't know. We give power away, don't we, in decision making occasionally.
Yeah. Now, did you write you wrote the songs for that movie as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, going back to Rocky Horror, how long did it take you guys to film that movie?
6 weeks. Maybe 6 weeks, 2 days, something of that nature.
Well, my guest today is Richard O'Brien, and you have a new CD out that is not Rocky Horror related. It's called Absolute O'Brien, and this is a collection of songs that you have done. They're kind of like love songs in a way, and it's just been released here over in the States. Now, one of the songs I've played already on the show is Listen to the Heartbeat. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this album?
Well, that song actually was written for a musical I wrote, and I sent this musical out, and I don't know if they liked it. They didn't like it, obviously, because I got absolute silence back. I thought, well, I'll stick it in the drawer. And then when I was making my album, I went, I like this song so much, I'm going to include it in the album. And so that's why that's there. It was a show I did at Edinburgh Festival. I played Mephistopheles the Demon, proselytizing a new and improved hell where they got rid of all the deadbeats and the evil people, and all they had down there was the groovy people. Now you had an afterlife choice, and there was no reason why we should accept Heaven's rejects anymore. We didn't want those people down there. So now we're just having a nice groovy time down there. And I included a few of those songs off that album in the show. Wrote a few new songs, and there we are. That's it. It's strange that it's got a kind of jazz feel to it, because that wasn't the intention when we started, but it's got this overall jazz feel. There's a song I've Been There Before, which is almost a country song, but it's still got a kind of jazz feel to it.
Yeah, it's kind of bluesy. Some of the tracks have a kind of a blues feel to it as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's got some nice tracks, sort of like Incubus. That's another favorite track of mine on the album. So why don't we play something from the album? Do you have a favorite track?
Well, I guess Angel in Me is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that one too.
Oh, do you want to hear Incubus? It's entirely up to you. You play your favorite.
I can play it whenever I want, man.
Of course you can. It's your show.
All right.
It's because I think you're divine, but you must make sure that you don't change at all, or I just might change my mind. I've loved many a woman and left many a man between the devil. Thank you. just wait and see.
My son Linus, he's 27 years of age,
And I was out in Australia making a movie called Dark City, and I came out of a restaurant one night, and these Australians went, "Hey, you're gay." I went, "Well, not really, you know. I think if I was pushed into a corner and, you know, and I had to own up, I'd say no." "But you're gay." I said, "No, I think we've had this conversation." And a fist sailed through the air and hit me right in the eye. And I span away from these people, and I didn't even spot them as trouble. They just looked like really ordinary people. And I went back to the hotel, and the next morning my son phoned up and, from England, and there was a little like tug in his voice, a little sob in his voice. And I said, "What's wrong? Is there something wrong, darling?" He said, "No." He said, "I just haven't spoken to you for such a long time. It's just I just really missed you, you know." And I went, "Oh, this is a 26-year-old boy," and I went, "Oh, darling, that's lovely." And I knew those people that socked me in the eye would have socked my boy in the eye for loving his dad too much, you know what I mean? Because those people don't like signs of affection. And so I wrote this song to Linus, that song.
Across the oceans, through the stars, in downtown dives and low-life bars, I cling on to this love of ours, for I will always hold you in my heart. How far I fall, a poor blind fool who had it all. I threw your simple love away, too busy living for the day. True happiness for you I pray, for I will always hold you in my heart. If you put your thoughts at me behind you, well, that's only right. Sentimentally, I hold you so gently, I enfold you. Every lonely night, for I hold you in my heart. I sit alone, I never miss. I got myself an instant fix, and through a haze of ginger and juice, your this poison has its use, for I will always hold you in my heart. I hold you in my heart. Always hold you in my heart.
It's called Absolute O'Brien, and over here in the States, it's available on the Oleo label, and I guess they can get it by calling 1-800-COOL-CDs, and they can also check out Oleo's website, which would be OGLIO.com, to pick up Absolute O'Brien, and of course, all Rocky Horror fans definitely need this in their collection. Now, I understand there is a new Rocky Horror Picture Show CD-ROM interactive game.
Yes, but I haven't seen it, so I can't give you any information on that either. I saw, about a year ago, I saw a kind of prototype. Has it been released? I think it has.
It has been released.
I hear good things about it.
I actually have it, but I haven't had a chance to plug it into the computer yet.
Well, you see, I would need your input on that, because, see, I'm a Luddite. I'm a technophobe. I have no desire to involve myself with technology.
But we'll just
I still write by hand.
We'll just pretend that I've seen it. It's awesome. It rocks. Now, of course, just recently, You were talking about Dark City, but you were also in the movie with Drew Barrymore, Everlast.
Uh-huh.
And I went and saw that in the theaters just because I'm a Drew Barrymore fan. And was pretty surprised when I was watching. I'm like, hey, that's Riff Raff.
Yeah, I look pretty scruffy in that. I'm a much more beautiful person. I kind of like dirtied up quite a bit for that part. And the strange thing is, of course, when you do dirty up, people start to treat you in a different way. And if you're dressed up in white tie and tails and you're looking elegant, people treat you in a different way. And we know we're actors, but we do it to each other. So once you look like the real kind of scruff, the dirty old fucker, you know, nobody wants to talk to you.
Right. Well, when you do a movie like, let's say now, like, The Rocky Horror's been out and it's done well, does it bother you when people greet you as Riff Raff?
They don't, actually. They greet me as Richard. I think they know the difference. I guess the fact that I wrote it as well. If I'd only been the actor in it, then I think I might have a problem. Yes, I think I'd definitely have a problem. Now, maybe that makes me understand the other actors that perhaps are a little shy of that. Yeah. It could be a kind of confining and limiting kind of thought. But, no, because I'm the writer as well, I get a different kind of response from the fans, and that's a kind of one of respect, and I kind of like that. I mean, I don't require it, but I respect them as well. I think they've got an absolute right to enjoy life the best way they can.
Yeah. Now, this is somewhat of a rumor, but maybe you can enlighten us on it, because I heard that you're currently working on a sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is...
Yeah, well, I'm going to go back to that original kind of idea of what shock treatment should have been about. That's what I'm going to do, and in fact, that's what I'm doing exactly at this moment. I'm not going to be pressured though. I had a deadline, and tonight, I've just made the decision that I'm not going to be pressured, because I've worked out one or two shapes in the scenario, which were eluding me, and now they've become more specific, and so I'm more dedicated to it now than I was even 2 hours ago.
Well. Because what we heard over here in the States was it was supposed to take place 9 months after...
Yes, it is.
And Janet's pregnant.
Yes, it is. And Janet is just about to have the baby, yes.
Right on. Well, so it took you a number of years to write, you know, to come...
Well, actually, that was kind of the first draft of Shock Treatment, you see.
But,
That was it. And there are obviously going to be changes, because,
right.
You know, it is 25 years later.
Right.
So there will be... There will be differences, references perhaps, you know. Anyway, different thought patterns. We grow intellectually each day, hopefully, and things change, fashions change, society changes, you know. Everything gets a little faster, a little crazier, so, you know.
Well, now before I let you go, the last two questions I have are questions that I've asked fans of the movie when we've gone out and interviewed them and stuff, why they continue to go. And the first question, I mean, since you're the creator and all, the first question is, what is the point of the movie? What is the moral that you were trying to put in with Ronnie?
I think I was, really. I think I was writing a little fairy tale. And a little B-movie fairy tale. You know, with Hansel and Gretel and the Wicked Witch, it's a similar kind of story. So there was no real moral. I like any thought that that allows us to be more relaxed about where we are sexually, gender-wise, that allows society to relax about that and say there are no hard and fast rules. You know, some people are tall, some people are short, so blonde, dark, blue-eyed, brown-eyed,
wow,
and so on. That things shift. There are all areas of grey, and that must be equally true in our kind of XXXY kind of equation. And I think if Rocky's done anything, if Rocky's allowed a change, a slight change in society to make that more possible, then I'm very pleased.
Right. Now the final question is that I ask people is, what do you think, now that you've done the movie and its success, it probably has a different meaning, but what do you think the phrase, "Don't dream it, be it," is all about?
Oh, that came from I worked with a man called Sean Kenny, who designed the original set for the musical of Oliver. And he was a marvelous leprechaun of a man, Irishman. And I always considered him a lot older than me, but he wasn't really. But when you're young, people in their 30s do seem kind of old. He once came up to me and he said, "Richard, all you have to do in your life is realize your dreams. A lot of people will try to stop you, but the only person that can really stop you is yourself." And a grown-up saying that to me, instead of all those negative things that grown-ups say, "Oh, you'll never do that, you can't do that, is he smart enough, he's not good-looking enough," and it happens to all each and every one of us, "Oh, you're too fat, you can't do this," all those negative things, all that went out the window with this man's kind of little philosophy, and so that came off that.
I understand that. Well,
I think we all do.
It's definitely been an honor. Richard O'Brien's been my guest here on the Crazy J Show. Have wanted to speak to you for a number of years, being, of course, a fan of the Rocky Horror. We're looking forward to the sequel. And again, go pick up the album. It's called Absolute O'Brien. And you can also visit the Rocky Horror Picture Show online and probably get it there as well. And again, Richard, thanks for calling in.
It's my very great pleasure. Thank you.
Well, how are my little ghouls and goblins doing right here on the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular? Let's give a big round of applause for our guest, Richard O'Brien, who called all the way in from transsexual Transylvania. Still ahead, we have more of the best and worst Halloween songs ever recorded. We've got music from The Revels, Jimmy Cross, Johnny Fuller, and another one by Mandrake. When the Crazy J Show Halloween Spooktacular continues.
Hi, this is Red Peters. Whenever I'm not fudging my undies, I listen to Crazy J.
All right, radio fans, welcome back to the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. Coming up next, though, we have some more of the best and worst Halloween songs ever recorded. Plus, we still have the Crazy 8 Spookdown. This is where we count down the top 8 Halloween songs of all times. Right now, check this out.
Thank you. I've been standing there for centuries.
Yes, I suppose it seemed... Why, it's raining, but you're not wet.
No, I'm not, am I?
Where are you coming from?
I was watching a wonderfully terrifying double feature movie. I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula.
Oh?
Professor Frankenstein created a teenage monster to bring havoc and terror to all who meet him. But he left a few parts out, particularly in the poor lad's face.
May we change the
subject? And the vampire in Blood of Dracula, quite unfriendly except when hungry, than any friend will do for a few ghastly moments.
Please,
here's where I must leave you.
But there's nothing here but an old cemetery.
Yes, I know. I want to meet some old friends here. After you see I was a teenage Frankenstein in Blood of Dracula, you might drop back here. We'll discuss the pictures to some length.
Yes, I'll do that.
Remember, we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader. Pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby. I want my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much.
hot dang pay dirt.
That's someone that's definitely devoted to getting his girlfriend back. Jimmy Cross with I Got My Baby Back. Well, actually, the name of that is I Want My Baby Back. And the moral of the story is dig her up and you can have her. This is the Crazy J Show Halloween Spooktacular, and I have no idea what that meant. But right now, the show continues.
The Mummy.
Fear will freeze you when you face it.
The Mummy.
Torn from the darkest tomb of the pharaohs, it rises from the quiet dust of centuries to wreak a strange vengeance against mankind.
The Mummy.
It tears steel bars like paper. It snaps men's spines like matchsticks. It walks through bullets like a ghost.
The Mummy.
It sees without eyes, it lives without breath, yet its desires are strangely, madly human.
The motion picture screen's most shocking experience in suspense.
In chilling Technicolor.
The Mummy.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was rough, but I got squared away. When chains started ringing and bells ringing loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still, I made up of my mind to stay. And nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps, had one big eye and two big feet. I stopped right still and I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made noise with his feet that sound like a drum.
Said that you're gonna be here when morning comes.
I say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boy gonna run me off. In the kitchen, my cook stove was blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that said a man. On my hot stove with the pot in his hand. Hey, that's hot, I began to shout. Drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, you better run. And don't be here when morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. Own this house, now I am boss. Ain't no boys gonna run me off.
Welcome, my friends, to Transylvania. Come in, come in. Don't be frightened by my little bats. They won't harm you. Go away. I want to be alone now. I want to tell you something. Come closer. 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 Come closer to me. All of a sudden, my heart sings. When I remember little things. The way in my coffin, I do lie, sucking the blood from little fly. All of a sudden, my heart sings. When I remember little things. The way I fly around at night, scaring the people to death with fright. The way I fear through the wind pain, try to find a juggler vein. For some blood I must get, if I'm to live forever yet. Come closer, closer. I won't harm you. Closer. If you will follow me, I will take you down to the cellar. There you will see where I sleep during the day. Come. Come with me. Now, wait, I show you the coffin. It's a very nice bed, don't you think so? Here I lie all day long, and when the sun sets, I arise. And I look for my quest, I look for blood, for without blood I cannot live. Well, when you go to bed tonight, don't forget to dream of me, Count Dracula. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Right through me. I could feel the veins on my neck begin to pulsate and throb like his secretary pounding out 150 words per minute on an IBM electric typewriter.
I gasped for breath. I fell to my knees.
I was powerless in his presence.
How can I describe what I saw?
Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag.
The stretching wheel. The endless wheel. I haven't seen it. Still me.
Hey there, Jimmy.
Yeah, Louis.
Where you been?
I've been down to the movie show.
What'd you see, man?
I seen me a horror movie.
You did? Tell me all about it.
Well, I'm going to discuss about it, but let me tell you what happened. Well, I went to the store and I got me some goodies. I made it down to the movie show. I got me a ticket, went on in. I sat in the balcony, third seat, first row.
You like it in the balcony?
Yeah, I like it up there, because you know them cats up there, them sailors and all that jazz, they're kissing them. Well, I like to watch them. But let me tell you what happened. When the flick got started, and the very first scene, they showed a monster, biggest one I ever seen.
I'm listening.
Yeah, but this monster, he says, that little hunchback cat, you know what his name, Igor, he go, and then that bad doctor, he say, Igor, don't touch this here monster, cause he's too much. Yeah, that man, he was big, he go, and he run around the place, you know, let me tell you some more. Well, but them electrodes.
What electrodes?
But electrodes, I don't know, man, all kind of jazz going in and out. You know, like that. Well, they were shooting all around. And that damn monster, man, he made an awful sound. Man, what a scream. Well, in the very next scene, that monster, he rises from that slab. And with a cry of pain, that little cat, he was beating him with a chain. Man, I don't know why he's beating him. But that goes, and that little cat goes, and I don't know what, well, let me tell you what happened. Well, I don't know what it was all about. Because, man, it ended when the darn fuse blew out.
The fuse blew out?
Yeah, the fuse blew out, and then nothing else happened. You know, like I got to go back tomorrow and catch the last part.
That's crazy.
I know, I didn't even get my money back. They said come back tomorrow to give me a little stub, you know, like. I tell you, man, I'm going back tomorrow and catch it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I dig them hard pitches, man. And all that jazz, them bats flying around. Man, I like that.
Too scared for me.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Don't bother me too much. But I'll see you then, man.
Okay, Jimmy.
I got to make it down to store for mine.
Okay, Jimmy.
Yeah. Take it easy now.
That's Mandrake once again right here on the Crazy J Show with Horror Movie. And just before that, Something's in the Bag. That one by Barnes & Barnes going out to Chris Waffle of Hot Waffles, who wanted to hear that one desperately. He said it's a very scary Halloween song. Something's in the Bag by Barnes & Barnes. We had Haunted House in there by Johnny Fuller. I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross. And we even had The Midnight Stroll by The Rebels, all here on the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular. You know, earlier in the show, I mentioned that I had some Rocky Horror Picture Show CD-ROM interactive games that was sent to me, thanks to Richard O'Brien. And usually my contests are pretty easy on the show. It's just to be the first couple people to email me, and, you know, that's it. But since I'm a really big Rocky Horror Picture Show fan, I really want to have a lot of fun with this one. And if you're a diehard Rocky Horror Picture Show fan, then you'll probably have a lot of fun with this one as well. What I would like you to do is record you singing your favorite Rocky Horror Picture Show song. That means, for an example, if Sweet Transvestite happens to be one of your favorite songs, I would like you to sing that song in your own voice. And the most creative, the most funniest, the most humorous, whatever, entries will win the CD-ROM games. So we're going to pick the best winners. I have about three of these that I'm giving away. So, you know, send them on in to the Crazy J Show, P.O. Box 976, Stanton, California 90680. Again, that is the Crazy J Show, P.O. Box 976, Stanton, California 90680. If you would like to enclose a video of you doing it, that's fine too. Make me laugh. You have a really good chance of winning the CD-ROM of the Rocky Horror Picture Show interactive game. So check it out, you know, by sending us the entries. All entries must be in by November 30th. So please get them in quickly. Again, it's the Crazy J Show, P.O. Box 976, Stanton, California 90680. If you have any other questions about the contest, email me. It's thecrazyjshow@hotmail.com. Again, that's thecrazyjshow@hotmail.com.
The following Crazy J Show is sponsored by Olio Entertainment. Visit them on the web at www.olio.com. That's spelled O-G-L-I-O. Or call to get a great catalog full of comedy music heard on this show and also tons of great music from the 80s and more. For a catalog, call 1-800-COOL-CDs.
Welcome back, my little ghouls and goblins, to the fourth and final hour of the Crazy J Halloween Spooktacular. We've got just a few more songs, and then we'll be counting down the Crazy 8 Spookdown. Those are the top 8 Halloween songs of all times. Remember, you can request a song on this program 24 hours a day, 365, 7 days a week, something like that. It's the Crazy J Show at Hotmail.com. Remember to also check out the official Crazy J website at http://crazyj.freeservers.com. There we hold the links to many, many websites from the artists that you've heard on this program. So check out the links section. Check out the artist directory in the links section. We've got news. We've got all kinds of things. We've got reports about telling you what the upcoming shows are and who's going to be on them and all kinds of stuff. So make sure you check out that website at http://crazyj.freeservers.com. But right now on the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular, it's Wesley Willis.
Once upon a time, a man was attacked by a vampire bird. He was sucked to death. The vampire bird killed him at last. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. The lake of fire tore his ass up. He was burning to the crisp. He was cast in a lake of burning flame. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. After the vampire bird sucked blood out of me, he started stabbing me in my ass. Then 3 more vampire birds stabbed me in my ass too. They sucked the blood out of me, killing me. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Folgers, it's good to the last drop.
It's always good on a Halloween show to have dead air. My name is Crazy J. This is the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. And we just need a moment of silence because this next song is so sad and so eerie. We need to prepare for it. Here's Barnes and Barnes.
She said, I killed her with love. I didn't mean to. I held her too tightly and I crushed her with love. She couldn't take it, oh no. And now she's gone. Was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Well, who could believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. Said I consumed her with love. Was it a crime, baby? She wasn't ready for love. Some other time, maybe. And now she's gone. Was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, who could believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. Does anybody have an answer? Can anybody tell me why? Will there ever be a reason? Love must She was smothered in love. Am I sorry? Oh no. I'd do it again. It was done out of love. One day she'll know it. But now she's gone. Oh, was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, will you believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. Now she's gone. Oh, was I so wrong? I can't understand. Oh, who can believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. No, that's not how I planned it. I held her too tightly. I crushed her with love. She couldn't take it. She said I killed her. I killed her with love.
There it is. You just have to have silence after that song to get all of it. Wow. I Killed Her With Love by Barnes & Barnes. You can find that on their album called Spaz Chow, which is available through Olio Records. You can find it in your local comedy store, or you can check out Olio online at www.olio.com. That's spelled O-G-L-I-O. Or you can call to get a really cool catalog of some of the music you hear on this program, plus so much more, so much that we just don't play. You can call 1-800-COOL-CDs for more information on some of the great music that Olio Entertainment has to offer. Okay, well, let's continue now with the rest of the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. I do believe it's time for the Crazy Eight.
He's not the average common two, he's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son, he's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay, he's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
All right, yes, it is time for the Crazy Eight Spook Down. This is where we count down the top eight Halloween songs of all times. Number eight is definitely a classic. Here's Sheb Wooley.
Well,
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-loop-a-loop-a-loom-bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila. Yeah, love that song. My name is Crazy Jay. This is the Halloween Spooktacular. The end of the Halloween Spooktacular as we count down the top 8 Halloween songs of all times.
Crazy Jay can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's hot on and it's loud.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash Mash.
You know, you just know it's Halloween when you hear Monster Mash being played on the radio. Bobby Boris Pickett right here on the Crazy J Show as we count down the top 8 Halloween songs of all times. And that has to be one of the best Halloween songs. I'm sure it's one that'll definitely go down in history. Bobby Boris Pickett with the Monster Mash. You know, listening to that song, and you know it's Halloween, is kind of like when Christmas rolls around and you hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. You just know Christmas is complete once you hear that song on the radio.
Crazy J gets the sonic kicks. Here we go now to number 6. Here we go, let's go. Give him number 6.
There'll be two holes in your neck. Blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he will leave you pale. All he does is drink your blood, 'cause he don't like ginger ale. When they see him, people scream and they yell. They scream and yell 'cause they're scared as heck that he'll say, blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he's a total loss. And if you should meet with him, do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. 'Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody have a glass? It's delicious. Yum, yum. It's blow.
That's one from the vaults indeed. That's Alan Sherman at number 6 with his Halloween song called My Son, the Vampire. How you doing out there, my little ghouls and goblins? This has been the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. Right now, we're doing the spook down, counting down the top 8 Halloween songs of all times. Still ahead, we have song number 5, song number 4, and even song number 3. When the Crazy J Show returns after this.
You are listening to the Crazy J Show.
All right, my little ghouls and goblins, remember, 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 to find out what's happening on the Crazy J Show, check out the official Crazy J website. It's http://crazyj.freeservers.com. It's that simple. On there, you can find out the different times that the show airs, and we've got a links page that is rapidly filling up with all kinds of websites from people that have appeared on the show. Plus, if you go to the guest list, it'll show you the list of people that have been on the show, plus who's on the way to be on the show. We got all kinds of things happening at that webpage, and it's definitely growing and getting bigger. So check it out. It's http://crazyj.freeservers.com. But right now on the Crazy J Spook Down, we're at song number 5.
You stop drinking beer when you die. You stop being here when you die. Some people cry. When you die, we say goodbye.
Right, there they are, Barnes & Barnes. I think our big Halloween hit, guys, right there. When You Die at number 5 on the Crazy 8 Spook Down. But now,
sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number 4.
All right, here it is, number 4. Like you had no idea this song was even gonna show up on the countdown.
How'd you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. If you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car.
We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show, that's Tim Curry as Dr. Frankenfurter doing his very, very good song, Sweet Transvestite. Again, I would like to thank Richard O'Brien calling us from Transsexual Transylvania today to talk to us about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, his new album, and so much, much more. And again, in case you missed out on the details of the contest that we're currently holding, I have a couple copies of the CD-ROM interactive Rocky Horror Picture Show game, and I'd like to give a couple copies away to some die-hard fans. And all you have to do is basically record yourself singing one of your favorite songs from the movie and get it into me by November 30th, and we're going to pick a couple winners, and you'll then own a copy of the new CD Interactive Rocky Horror Picture Show video game. But what's happening now on the countdown?
Every night and day I search the radio. All I can get is the Crazy J Show. There's nothing else out on the airwaves. Come on, Jay, give us all of our raves. Number three. Oh, I said, me gotta go. Yeah, I said, it's number three. Whoa, said, me gotta go. Me gotta go now. Number three.
All right, number three in our countdown comes from a guy that just celebrated his 40th birthday, ladies and gentlemen, if you can actually believe that. As limber as he is and as active as he is, and he's 40 now, ladies and gentlemen, number three on our countdown, Nature Trail to Hell by Weird Al Yankovic. And again, buddy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
up two or three in every scene. Please don't reveal the secret ending to your friends. Don't spoil the big surprise.
You know, when I first heard that song by Weird Al, Nature Trail to Hell in 3D, I thought it was going to go on forever and ever and ever. And then he wrote Albuquerque, and that's a whole other story. How you doing out there, my little ghouls and goblins? This is Crazy Jay. We're counting down the top 8 Halloween songs of all times on our Spookdown. In case you missed it, number 3 was Nature Trail to Hell by Weird Al Yankovic. Number 4 from the Rocky Horror Picture Show is a song called Sweet Transvestite. Number 5 is When You Die by Barnes & Barnes. Number 6, My Son the Vampire by Alan Sherman. And number 7 is The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. And number 8 is The Purple People Eater by Sheb Wooley. Thank you.
Jay, don't you be blue. Just give those folks your number two. Oh boy, take me back. I wanna ride in Crazy Jay's Cadillac.
Interpretation right there on the Crazy 8 Spooktown. We are at number 2, and you know what? It is a frickin' Halloween party, and nobody's dancing. Hopefully this will get you on your feet.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your hands in time. There is the bell that comes. It really does an insane game. Let's do the time on the end. Let's do the time on the end.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
On the Crazy J Spooktacular, let's crown this baby and get it over with.
Oops, wrong pick.
Oh, that's real good, Howard. We have this nice big build-up that we're going to play the number one song, and you have the wrong pick. Let's try it again, Howard.
Okay, go ahead. Oops, I got my cheat sheet. Go. I hate movies today.
Usually they're dumb, but I went anyway. The marquee was full of lousy, crummy titles, nothing worth my time. But I got in line. I had to decide. It was a toss-up between Muppets from Space and Runaway Bride. But after all that, well, the movie that I chose wasn't one of those. It's the film that everybody won't shut up about. That Blair Witch, gotta love it. Handheld camera makes me vomit, but that don't matter to me. I'm used to MTV. Hear them run, see them scream. They walk by that same darn stream, you know. Ain't gonna make it now today. And every single night, they'd crawl in their tent, but something wasn't right. Off in the woods they'd hear, and they'd all say, hey, who's there? Well, it isn't Ranger Smith, and it sure ain't Yogi Bear. It's Blair Witch, pretty scary, worse than Norman Bates and Carrie. Cause this witch is stacking stones, you know you're not alone. Lost your map, your car too. Well, it sure sucks to be you. Why don't you just put down your camera and run? Just when I thought they maybe could have gotten out, well, Josh disappeared with no trace. They didn't leave, went back stupidly, and could not save him. That Blair Witch had their buddy in a cottage that was cruddy, with handprints on the wall. They went inside, bad call. Now they holler and they scream. It's like a very bad dream, and then the movie ended very suddenly. That Blair Witch, what's the deal? Is it fake or is it real? Did they live? Did they die? Should've seen American Pie. Now I can't get to sleep. I just stay up all night and weep, and I am never going camping again. It was the hat, wasn't it?
All right, there it is, the number one song for Halloween of 1999, Blair Witch by Raymond and Scum. That one recorded live at the Crazy J Night of Comedy. Number two on our countdown was The Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Number three, Nature Trail to Hell by Weird Al Yankovic. Number four, Sweet Transvestite, again from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Number five, When You Die by Barnes & Barnes. Number six, My Son the Vampire by Alan Sherman. Number seven was Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. And number eight was Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley. This has been the Crazy J Show's Halloween Spooktacular. And I do want to thank the following people for making the Crazy J Show happen. We got Carl Capriolio and the staff of Olio Entertainment. Make sure you check them out online at www.olio.com. That's spelled O-G-L-I-O. Or you can also call 1-800-COOL-CDs and pick up a really great catalog of some of the funny music that you hear on this show. But they're not just about comedy. They got stuff from the 80s that you might be interested in, too. I'd also like to thank Andy Lighton and Richard O'Brien, of course, for calling in, and Andy Lighton for setting it all up. Grant Vosper of Comedy Roundup for producing tonight's Crazy J Show. Also, Night Raven Radio, Radio InfoWeb, Tom Garrison, Greg Squires, and many, many more. I do want to thank all of you, because without you, what would be the purpose of doing the Crazy J Show? Coming up next week on the Crazy J Show, do not miss it, folks. A comedy legend will be here. He will be calling in on the phone lines. His name, in case you don't know who I'm talking about, Stan Freeberg. Woo! John and Marsha, the Banana Boat song, all that good stuff. Tip of the Freeberg is the name of the box set. It's the Stan Freeberg Collection. And we'll be talking to him about his career in comedy. That's 50 years of entertainment for us. Wow. Pretty amazing. Also joining us live in the studio, two funny guys by the name of Raymond and Scum will be here. Plus, we got a lot of new music that we got to get to and your request as well. So check us out next week right here on the Crazy J Show. And remember, always check out the official Crazy J website for your source of comedy links and comedy news about what's happening with the show and all kinds of good things. It's http://crazyj.freeservers.com. It has truly been a lot of fun this week, and I'll see you next week with my guests Stan Freeberg and Raymond and Scum.